Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hunter Dobbins on Foul Territory, the discussion with AJ Pierzynski.
Yeah, I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less about anything in the world. It's not even on my mind. I haven't thought about it once.
It is amazing. Like, it's like, oh, you beat up the kid. He's just a kid. His dad lied to him.
For years.
Yeah.
He lied to him his entire life.
But again, do you think his name's really Hunter?
Maybe not.
I don't even know what his dad.
I don't even know what to believe anymore. But the kid never thought of looking up his dad's baseball reference page, Wikipedia page,
anything.
He's never like, hey, dad, how come I've never met your best friend, Andy Pettit? Like, all of that's so, that's all so weird.
And like, it
at some point, it is on him. To be like,
yeah, no, it is.
This doesn't add up.
It is hilarious. It is one of the funnier stories of the year because there's also the fact that he is so anti-Yankee that this wasn't like told to him once.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if like your dad made up a story or like embellished a story, exaggerated a story, and he's like, yeah, the pitcher
turned the Yankees off every time they're on. He's like, ah.
Yeah, no, he must have.
Yeah,
for him to say, tell reporters that I will never play for the Yankees, like I hate them.
Right.
I just was born to hate the Yankees. Because my dad got screwed by the Yankees twice. His dad probably talked about it all the time. And now he just found out very publicly that his dad's a liar. And he's like, yeah, I don't even care about it. So you cared enough to say you wouldn't play for that team if they were the only team to offer you money.
Your whole identity has been flipped upside
down. It's upside down.
It's Clayton,
you got to change course.
It's Clayton Bigsby, really, is what it is.
Go emo.
All of a sudden, you feel like what you hated your whole life.
Turn into like a goth kid. Yeah, you got to change your whole thing.
It's really just
whatever you were doing, it's over. Yeah, you gotta have like a lot of questions now.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, remember that time you said this to me? That had to be wrong. He's like, yeah. Sit down, son. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to fill you in on. Son.
You know your mom?
Yeah.
We're not married.
Like, I hate
she's an actor.
You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, this whole thing is like the Truman Show.
You know your mom?
Yeah?
No, you don't.
I don't.
Like, I don't even.
We stole you. We stole you a long time ago from somebody.
Like, what? Yeah, it's not great, but he gets to go again. So, like, this whole story that probably could have, like, faded away. Like, so New York and ESPN made it a big deal because they didn't really have a lot going on as far as, like, this rivalry and the juice is concerned. So they hype it up. Then, you know, the New York Post looks into it. Then Hunter Dobbins has to, like, respond to it. Then he even goes on another show. That's where we just played that cut from with AJ Pierzynski, where Hunter Dobbins is filming this in, like, a tree stand. And then if they, like, didn't play the Yankees again until August, it might go away. But they're right back
at it.
He pitches tomorrow.
He's somewhat fortunate. I made the joke earlier where I'm like, it's going to be half Yankees fans in Fenway anyway, where he's going to get booed by Yankees fans in his own ballpark. But he's fortunate that it's not flipped, where it was Fenway last week and now it's New York.
Yeah.
But no, anybody who feels bad for Hunter Dobbins, the kid was playing into the thing last week. He's still playing into it, as you just said.
Yeah.
And so, like, please. I don't.
He's not a kid. I mean, he's older than Belichick's girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he can rent a car. He's all right.
Who, bigger liar? This was texted in earlier today. Is it Manti Te'o?
Oh.
Or Lance Dobbins?
Well, yeah, probably Lance Dobbins.
You think so? A bigger liar than Manti Te'o.
Well, was Manti Te'o, like, fooled?
Well, at some point he was lying.
Yeah, but he was also really fooled. Lance wasn't fooled. Hunter was fooled.
Good point.
So Lance Dobbins,
you know what,
is a liar. Manti Te'o was...
He just got catfished.
Yeah, you're right.
Catfish. No, he was Lance, the original catfish.
Hang on.
Lance is the cousin in this scenario, right? He's Lene Kakua.
Lene Kakua?
Yeah. And Hunter Dobbins is Manti Te'o, where at some point he's probably knowingly carrying out a lie.
Yeah.
But he's just too deep into it.
Sports, like, adjacent stories.
Hunter Dobbins is Manti Te'o. We got it.
Is Manti Te'o the greatest story, like, involving sports that's not about, like, a game?
Kiefer was the first
ever Kiefer Madness.
Trivia question.
Legitimately
for all listeners out there, was the first ever Kiefer Mad Guy was Manti Te'o, yes.
Which makes so much sense. And it was great. But, like, I don't, like, that's hard to top.
It's hard to tell.
Like, as far as, like, wild stories involving an athlete off the field.
On a scale
of... The Lance Dobbins one's way lower down, but it is
funny. I was just going to ask you,
way lower
on a scale of one to Te'o, where is...
Which was... That's right.
That was the callback. That was the original idea of Kiefer Madness, a scale of one to Te'o.
Every single segment was going to end with, on a scale of one to Te'o.
Honestly, real missed opportunity.
We should bring it back.
Why didn't we do that?
On a one to Te'o. Well, what happened was...
One to Te'o. Where does Lance Dobbins, Hunter Dobbins fit in?
We thought we were going to get so many weird sports stories that's what Kiefer Madness was going to be. And then by, like, the third week, we're like, there's a pretty good alien story. Let's just do that. And we, like, aborted the sports thing.
It's a pretty good story about this lady pooping on her front porch.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. No more weird sports stories.
So, yeah, we scrapped that. But on a one to Te'o, Hunter Dobbins,
three?
Yeah, three. Yeah, I'd say three.
Okay.
Because it's funny, but, like, I don't know. And maybe it'll be remembered. I feel like years from now, there'll be, like, somebody will have a good obscure reference. Like, who told you that? Lance Dobbins?
It'll kill.
It'll absolutely crush.
It'll crush.
So hang on to that. Put that in your back pocket. Who told you that? Lance Dobbins?
All right, so...
it reminds me of Seinfeld when they were talking about Titanic, and George is like, so that old lady, what was she, just like a liar? yeah, kind of.
So Dobbins pitches Saturday, Crochet tonight.
So that's good stuff. That's a good 1-2 punch.
Apparently, Keith, you wouldn't know this by watching the game, but apparently Garrett Crochet actually pitched really well in his last start against the Yankees.
I was a little confused by that.
It's one of his worst starts of the... Objectively, it's just one of his worst starts of the year. He gave up 5 runs in 6 innings.
It's the most runs he's given up in a Red Sox uniform.
But he actually pitched really well.
Maybe his best.
Okay.
Any other park, that's a fly-up. I'm just saying.
Nick loves how big the ballpark is.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, good news for Garrett Crochet. He never has to pitch in Yankee Stadium again. So that's just something. That's something he's never going to have to deal with ever again in his career.
Well, not tonight.
Is that specific ball? No, not tonight. But again,
that ball's hitting Fenway tonight. That's a routine fly ball.
Well, unless you hit it right down the line and wrap it around basketball, and then it's a home run. Yeah, unless Roman Anthony's anywhere near it.
he won't be playing.
Yeah, good point.
He's going to be watching this game,
but
sadly.
So I am just curious to see how Crochet bounces back, because if he doesn't, and maybe he doesn't even need to bounce back, maybe Lou and Cora and everybody are right. It was actually a really great start.
Yep.
Text line was yelling at us about it earlier. Did you even watch?
Yeah, no.
Did you watch?
Fox Yankees.
Yeah, no, I watched. I don't know. Call me crazy. 5 runs in 6 innings is not that good to me.
Right.
But let's see how he pitches tonight. Because if he doesn't, this has crossed my mind. And I'm not saying he's Gerrit Cole. But I have started to think about, what if he just struggles with this matchup? He's lights out against everybody.
Yeah.
He's a Cy Young candidate. Breaks through and wins a Cy Young. He pitches well in a ton of big games. Except against your rival. And if he doesn't pitch well tonight, I'm going to start to wonder that even more. If he pitches great tonight
and
shuts down the Yankees, I'll go, okay, well, whatever. It was one bad start. No harm. You're allowed some bad starts. It just happened to be against the Yankees. They're a good team. It's a good lineup. No harm, no foul. If it continues tonight, can he handle the rivalry?
Right.
It's a fair thing to continue to ask and wonder about until he actually pitches well in it.
And I would still sign up for that. I'm not saying this will be the case either, but, like, Gerrit Cole just destroys everybody else.
If Crochet was Gerrit Cole, awesome against everybody but struggles against your rival, you'll take it right now.
Yeah, you take it. You try to figure it out. Maybe it's like, you know, smoke and mirrors, and if you have to face them in the playoffs and you beat them. But it's not like you play that team as many times anymore. And if you're a Cy Young winner, like, he could still win the Cy Young. Like, Gerrit Cole, did he win the Cy Young despite getting, like, destroyed by the Red Sox?
Yeah.
So you can still do that. I do like the uptick in Gerrit Crochet strikeouts. Right, because...
Yeah, I will give it his last start, and this is what people are talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not more important than the runs he allowed, but he did have 9 strikeouts against 1 walk in his last start.
But even the last 3 starts, it's 11 Ks, 12, and then 9 against the Yankees. So, like, that is on the upswing. He doesn't walk a lot of guys, never really does. But, yeah, I mean, he did allow 5 runs over 6 against the Yankees. So I'm not going to say that's a great start.
What?
But overall...
What?
Like,
what do you mean that's not a great start? It's an awesome start.
It's not even a quality start, as it turns out. It's sub-quality. But, no, this is a big one for him. Like, they kind of need to win this series, right? To keep any kind of like positive momentum going. You don't really predict or demand sweeps in baseball, even against bad teams. Like, hey, just win the series because it's such a long year. But they won the series with the Yankees. They lost the very next game. You're like, oh, crap, here they go again. But then they won back-to-back games, and they got pretty good starts at a Giolito and Buehler. So they need to keep this going. And if they can win this series, they'd still be below 500, right? Like, if they just take two out of three, they'll be one game out. But they'll be a game closer to the Yankees. It'll be piling up series wins. And you'd say, all right, middle of June, like, you're kind of at least trending in the right direction finally.
So Gerrit Cole, in a 9-year stretch, he had kind of a one island season in 2015 where he was fourth in the Cy Young, then a couple of years where he didn't get Cy Young votes. But then he went, starting in 2018, mm-hmm. he went
first year with the Astros, right?
Yep, first year with the Astros after he got out of Pittsburgh. He went 5-2, 4-2, 9, and then won the Cy Young in 2023. He also got down ballot, nothing even higher than 10. But down ballot MVP votes in four of those years.
Yeah, he's kind of nasty. Now, he would have bad games against the Red Sox, and he'd have some bad playoff games. So people are like, oh, he sucks and he's overpaid. But for the most part, the guy was pretty nasty.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look,
I think a good.
I would probably take it too, but like, I think it's fair. Until we see him do it, it's fair to say, can he handle the Red Sox Yankees rivalry? Look, until he did it, I was wondering if he could handle being a full time hoss, an ace, a lead dog.
He is
a
hoss.
And it turns out he is a hoss. He's doing it. Yeah, I believe it now.
No, but it's a fair question because his time in Chicago, it's like not only did he not play in the playoffs, like he never pitched a meaningful game. Like there was not a single game in Chicago where you're like, ooh, big series. No, it wasn't.
And maybe the first series of the year.
Yeah, maybe like, are we gonna lose more games than the Cleveland Spiders of like the 1800s? Like that was what they were going up against.
That's true.
So they were horrible. And then in the second half last year, they're like, you're only going to throw four innings anyway. So he never was. And like, how many people do you think were even in the stands for those White Sox games? 20?
Yeah, not many. Yeah, that's probably about right.
So like Sox-Yankees is, even though the games are in June, it's as big a game as Crochet's pitched in the majors.
So you can weigh in on that. What do you expect out of Crochet tonight? Red Sox and Yankees. How much do we see Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer? Could Roman Anthony get sent back down? And is there some actual buzz to the series? One text here, 617-779-7937.
Yeah.
I forgot, because I haven't heard this, but we got a text that said, shout out to you guys for the Dong Report Open yesterday. It was incredible. I lost my Dong-ginity.
Oh, boy.
So I
Dong Report's back.
But is it just me? Are we the only people in the open? I haven't heard
no,
the
you're
open.
Not.
Oh, okay, we're not.
No, we provided our voice to the Dong Report.
we made like cameos.
As the co-creators of the Dong Report.
Because I watched some of the clips on Arcan's social media last night. I didn't see the actual open, but I saw some clips from it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll have to take a listen. It's a big night.
It's huge.
15 home runs and then a late breaker.
There was a late breaker?
There was a late breaker.
Oh,
yeah.
Fittingly.
It was very
That's very,
very
exciting.
You can't have a first night of the dog report.
You're the most
late
excited
breaker.
I've ever been.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there. Check out the dog report on the Odyssey app. Just go find Arcan's show. You'll see it there. And we'll get to. Oh!
The dogs are back in town. Dogs are back in town.
It's a little flat.
The dogs are back in town.
Dogs are back in town.
The dongs are back in town. The dongs are back in town.
Dongs, dongs, the dongs, the dongs, dongs, the dongs, dongs, the dong, 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 dong,
wow.
They play that every night?
Not every Thursday.
Every Thursday, okay, yeah. Space it out.
Yeah.
Space it out a little bit.
I gasped when Braverman came in. I wasn't expecting that.
You weren't ready for the Braverman?
No, I wasn't ready for Braverman in there.
Oh, by the way, I think Braverman sent in a grab bag.
Oh!
Did you get that one, Nick?
Yeah, I haven't rolled him in yet. Okay. I haven't listened to him.
No, I haven't listened to it either.
It doesn't matter.
Save it for the air.
When do we listen to him?
Save it to the air for the air.
Yeah, you just react to him live.
Very good.
Wow, what an open. That was more of you and I than I expected.
Mostly us. Yeah.
Okay, wow, okay. Anyways, we got the weekend review next.
Wow, what a weekend has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Let's take a look back at some of the highlights, including back on Monday, Jones.
Yeah.
We had a caller. Now, this has been cut down a little bit for time. We spent a lot of time with this gentleman. He had a lot to get off his chest.
Some would say too much.
Maybe, maybe.
Some would say not enough.
Hi, good morning, guys. I have four or five things I want to talk about.
Wow.
Mount Rushmore.
Do not shut me off before we talk about Trevor Story's weak knee and a cortisone shot. But anyway,
maybe start with that.
What they're in New York this morning, the story is that the Yankees gave up more runs in the series against the Red Sox than has happened at least 2 weeks ago when Marcello came up. I looked at the Worcester batting average statistics.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this morning, when Toro came up, he had 9 home runs.
Okay.
When Marcello came up, he had 9 home runs,
right,
in 40, each of them in 40 games. There's a first baseman named Hickey I've never heard of who also has 9 home runs. And
the second point or also into the third?
My second point is he's not as prolific. My father used to take us to see the Yankees in the 60s, July 4th.
Were you there for the Roger Maris game? Tell. Were you there for Maris?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway.
No, Trevor Story, please. What's that point, please?
Trevor Story.
There it is. There it is.
Trevor Story. In the last several weeks, he's gone to his backhand and he goes to his knees. Now he does what nobody ever does. He rotates around clockwise 360.
No, 5
he
points.
Said we could let him go when he got to the Trevor Story point. Trevor Story has bad knees.
Oh, you tricked him. So Nick had to do a good job cutting a lot of that down.
I still don't get his Trevor Story point. He's got a weak knee.
All right. Yeah, I guess.
I don't even get it.
What's your favorite part of that call?
Well,
I'll give you 5 options.
Okay.
Is it saying you have 4 or 5 takes? Is it saying don't cut me off until, and then he sort of teases a take?
I didn't care for either of those.
Is it the whistling?
It's 100. Okay. Re-listening, it's 100% the whistling.
Or telling us what the topic was on New York radio.
It was like, great. Also, just mentioning, he's like, Hickey, I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
I
but
like
also
that too.
Yeah. Oh, also 900. The whistling is amazing. That's a lot of whistling.
It was more than I remembered, yeah.
Yeah.
Say Steve Sachs.
And also, please don't. Also, that was when I think Brian was in for Terp, and he was just, he had the Abe Simpson.
Yeah.
Snoring on Twitch and YouTube. Nice. We also had the 30th head coach of the Boston Bruins introduced.
Yeah.
Marco Sturm.
Big moment.
And here's what Don Sweeney had to say about Marco Sturm.
I am very proud and pleased.
Same. I am also proud and pleased.
If you want to sell your hire, that's how you do it.
I am very proud and pleased.
All right, we were talking bugs earlier today, right?
Yeah.
You, Jones is
I don't like to kill him.
Jones is like Norman Bates at the end of Psycho, where he's like, I wouldn't even harm a fly. Hasn't killed anything in his life. Apparently, there was a little bit of a situation, though, with Shime earlier this week.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Uh-oh.
What is going on?
There's a mouse in the house.
Is it a mouse?
I've never seen two grown men jump like that over a mouse.
Is that what it is? It's got
It was one of these, like,
Have you ever seen the giant insects with like a million arms?
Oh,
and
wasn't
hairy.
It wasn't even a mouse.
Oh, it was a centipede.
No. It just
That's embarrassing. That's worse than your golf.
Nope. I hate insects, Greg. I'm out on insects. This thing scared the bejesus out of me.
How old are you?
I'm 30. I turned 33 in a month.
It's a freaking centipede, you loser.
Nope. These things have like antenna and it's nasty. But I killed it. Don't worry, we're good.
A lot of bugs and a lot of mice in this building.
Yeah. We are in the basement.
That thing was like, it wasn't like a centipede, because centipedes are just all legs. Mm. This thing has like hair and antenna.
Yeah, it's a silverfish, I think.
That's
what it's
called. Yeah, that thing.
Did
that
you
thing
kill
is,
it?
Yeah, I tossed a binder on top of it.
Oh, gosh, that's going to be a messy cleanup.
I don't care.
You know what was great is...
I didn't kill it with my own body. I chucked a binder on top of it.
Do you know what Shine tried to describe it initially? He said it has like 100 arms. Wouldn't you thought it'd be more legs right away?
I didn't know.
Like, does an ant have 6 legs or 6 arms?
And he clearly said a centipede is all legs.
It's all arms.
Look at this thing. It's like 1,000 arms.
He also made it apparent that when we walked in, he's like, I threw a binder at it. Yeah. The afternoon show binder, not yours.
Oh, afternoon binder. I was actually just about to ask that. Which binder was it? I was actually just about to ask that. Wow, okay, good to know.
Each show has its own binder. Apparently, the afternoon show is covered in bug guts.
A silverfish I would kill.
Silver, you have to.
That I would kill.
It's a sign.
A mosquito, like you said, I would kill. But yeah, most things I'd catch them.
Satanic, those things.
They're fast. They're super fast. I don't want that thing crawling around.
We also got to hear Jones's impression of me earlier this week. I was just a couple minutes tardy because I was attending a big kindergarten share day, which is very exciting. They sang a song. We got to see all the stuff they were working on. It was great.
Yeah.
And so I missed just a couple minutes of the show, and so I was able to hear this.
Are you ready for Roman Anthony's debut, Keith?
Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox. Where's Rich? He's not here yet.
Big day for the Red Sox. Big repeat performance by the Red Sox. Very predictable that they go out and lose after taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees.
I thought so.
Now a Boston Red Sox.
6.5 hours later.
In fact, I contemplated breaking out the glitter guns today. If the Red Sox would have won, or Roman Anthony would, I don't know, had a hit, maybe a home run, I contemplated bringing out the glitter guns, but it would have been weird if I did that by myself. You don't want to fire off a glitter gun solo, Keith. That's not what
you know
you
what
want
I don't care for is that Keith impression right off the rip.
You didn't like that?
I was listening.
I thought it was accurate.
Didn't sound anything like me. That's not what I sound like.
I wanted people to think
close your eyes at spot.
Yeah, I wanted people to think you were here is what I wanted.
Is that me?
I didn't want people to say there was no Keith and then like change the station or something. I wanted them to think you were right here in person.
No. I was like Tim Robinson in the sketch with when he has the flaps and the hat.
What the hell?
Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox.
Now you say something, Rich.
Yeah, don't do the voice.
Unbelievable. Pretty good.
Can never show up late again. Also, a huge topic.
Yeah, next time, just stay away.
Just get here
time
at 10.
Yeah.
The huge topic, of course, was the Roman Anthony not only making his debut, but his family was in attendance. His father, Anthony, his brother, Anthony, his sister, Leah Anthony, who was also a guest of the station earlier this week.
To much controversy.
I didn't realize
a lot of hand-wringing over that.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that coming.
The people on their soapbox.
But yeah,
goodness.
So we had a lot of discussion.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
All right, Will, calm down, would you? Jeez.
Nice.
It's a big moment for everybody.
Nice.
Would you chill out?
Get in line, Will.
Yeah.
Turned into Brent Musburger there for a minute.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
My word.
I actually can, Will. I'm focused on the beautiful game of baseball and watching these prospects come up and hit. That's what I'm focused on. The guys that are out there on the diamond.
Perusing TMZ, Red Sox rookie Roman Anthony's sister steals the spotlight at the game. Now, I was unaware of this.
You didn't notice?
This is something that I did not happen to pay any mind to whatsoever.
Yeah, that would be his sister, Leah Anthony.
Now, I've not seen any of these. This is for work reasons only.
Yeah, right.
I think Terp's done a good job with work research here, identifying some of her photos.
I also have it on good authority that Bill Belichick just subscribed to the Nesson app. I think Bill's going to be sniffing around Fenway Park.
Jordan's going through the credit card statement, and she's
what's
like,
this?
Wait a minute, what's this Nesson 360?
Yeah, I just love the Sox now. I watch all the Sox games.
I watch the Sox. I watch Charlie Moore.
She's probably the same age.
I can't wait to watch the Bruins.
I don't know. The age is unknown. I'm not going to.
We're talking about this.
Yeah. See, I'm with Will. Yeah. I'm more of the. Look at the mom. Let's check out the moms. That's right. Moms.
Yeah, nailed it.
Moms is where it's at. And finally, Jones, let's get to our brag of the week.
Oh,
this one comes courtesy of Rob Bradford, who joins us every Thursday during the baseball season.
I was emceeing the Cape Cod League Manager's Brunch.
Sick brag, bro.
Rob Bradford, what he was.
Well done.
Nailed it.
Rob Bradford. He was Madford 2 weeks ago at the team.
Madfo.
Now he's Bragford.
Bragfo. Freaking Bragfo.
Awesome.
You see what Bragfo just tweeted, by the way? You see this? Baseball isn't boring. He's caught up with, it looks like he had both Anthony parents on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Was Will there, too, for the interview?
Will, what do you do? You're never on this podcast.
I thought
podcast.
Just pop and swing by.
Hey, co-host on the podcast this week. Anything you need there? Anything? Hello? Hello.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
All right. Excellent.
Chill out, would you?
I was emceeing the Cape Cod League Manager's Brunch.
Sick brag, bro.
Freaking brag, bro.
I do like a brunch.
Oh.
Brunch is good.
For sure.
Yeah, I like think they had an omelet bar, like an omelet station.
Yeah.
They must have.
Yeah,
it's not really brunch unless you have like an omelet station.
Yeah, what would you get? Mount Rushmore.
What would I get?
Mount Rushmore omelet toppings.
Like just like a bunch
sausage,
of cheeses,
bacon,
ham.
Yeah, yeah. Cheese, meat lover.
meat lover's omelet.
You throw some hash in there.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Meat lover's omelet.
Excellent.
617-779-7937.
Target Store Nights brunch fro. That's too much. That is too much.
No, I like where your head's at.
No, Bragford was plenty. I need to give any more nicknames.
Yeah, stop trying to top it. You don't have to be. Not everybody has to top my jokes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.